It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to this episode of 5 minutes with Myrtle. Boy, I trailed off on that, but I think you caught it. Okay, so throughout history, children have been variously treated by their societies and at a level closer to home by their parents as either miniature adults or large babies. Of course, those are extremes, and often the pendulum swing is somewhere at a more moderate place. For much of the second half of the last century, parents and culture at large were mostly viewing teenagers as junior-sized adults. They were given freedoms and responsibilities by the bushelful. They were provided ample opportunities to exercise their fledgling sense of self and their sporadically effective abstract thinking ability. The freedoms given them by parents, combined with the limitations of their own brain impulse, their own brain development, particularly in the areas of decision making and prioritization, risk analysis, and impulse control, it caused them to quickly and effectively learn boundaries, particularly as they were granted the freedom to fail, to learn from stepping over the line as opposed to merely being protected from the line or told about the line. I started noticing that pendulum swinging the other way more than two decades ago, and I'm guessing you have also. And holy cow, that swing has picked up insane momentum. We seem to be living in a period of time when culture, media, parents, schools, the legal system, and all sorts of other leverage providers are encouraging each other on, unknowingly acting as each other's accelerators, pushing each other toward toward pushing the pendulum to a wild extreme. And bottom line is this: today's teenagers and increasingly young adults are being treated like children more than they have been for hundreds of years, maybe more than they ever have been in any era. This shift is increasing in speed. I see it all over the place, and you will also if you start looking for it. Articles and TV shows and news reports that refer to 16 to 19-year-olds as children. The same sources referring to young adults clearly well into their 20s as teenagers. How can a 21 or 22-year-old be called a teenager by any definition of the word, even if extended adolescence has them in a post-teenage, not-yet-adult purgatorial state of developmental limbo? Parents removing all meaningful responsibility from the lives of their teenage children in an effort to protect them, allowing them to stay innocent and carefree longer. I should put air quotes around all those words because they're so unfulfilled and misguided. Parents removing consequences of poor choices. I'm sure you've seen this one, right? With the subtle logic that children are innocent and shouldn't be held responsible for actions they don't fully understand. By the way, this logic has caused gradual upward movement in the age of responsibility we force on children. What used to be an accountability that came after 7 years old, really, then 12 years old, was for many years at the 18-year-old mark. But that's going away now. Ask an HR director or supervisor of young 20-somethings if they've had parents call in to explain why their 24-year-old will be late to work. Now, listen, this is not a rant about parents. I don't want to blame parents, though I wish they would stand up more against the cultural pressure that tells them they're bad parents if they don't smother, overprotect, remove responsibilities and consequences. I wish they would stand up more to the cultural pressure to jump on that dang swinging pendulum and treat their teenagers like children, their young adults as teenagers. I'm going to do what I can to slow the currently increasing momentum of that pendulum. I'm going to gently instruct parents about this stuff. I'm actually amazed at how quickly they agree with me and suddenly feel empowered when I'm asked to lead parent seminars and talk about this. I'm going to continue ranting about it here in direct and non-direct ways. So it's another metaphorical title I'm going to take on: Parenting Pendulum Preventer. I like it. Triple P, baby, that's me. I might not be able to stop that thing, but I'm going to point it out and get a handful of parents to jump off. Maybe with that weight gone, the inertia will, even by a little bit, begin to decelerate.
Hey, folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level two cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that. The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.